Hello.
Reverend Billy Graham, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Billy.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to be sure you're all set for the wedding.
Oh, my. That's you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was you.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah. Looks like you, it sounds like you've been running.
I've been running every morning.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just fine, just fine.
We're
just
having an interesting time out here.
Yeah. You're at, where did I get you?
I'm in Chicago, and we're holding this.
Oh, you're on. Oh, that's right.
Last night we had the Yippies show up.
Oh, my goodness.
And they tried to tear the service apart. And
They're the ones that do the laughing?
Well, they were shouting, they were calling Jesus a motherfucker and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, my God. Well, that's just, isn't that nice?
Screaming, and I told the people, we had about 30,000, and I told the people, I said, you know what to do if they start down here. And, boy, the people applauded. And then our people, the so-called Jesus people, they moved around them and started singing to them. And they started shouting back at them that Jesus loves you and all that. And the newspaper this afternoon has its headline, the Chicago Daily News, said Jesus people outmaneuver the power people. They were calling power to the people.
Oh, boy, Batman, they were horrible-looking people.
Oh, they were awful. T.W. got into a fist fight with one.
Just like that bunch that came here to Washington.
They're the same crowd.
Yeah. Billy, they ship those all over the country now. You know, you saw them. You heard them down there even at the Johnson Library.
Of course.
There were only 300 or 400, but they'd ship those people in, a lot of those people. They were horrible.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing I was worried about last night was just like in Knoxville. I was afraid of what our people would do to them.
Yeah.
Because our people got stirred up, and I'll tell you, they were ready to handle them.
They were ready.
We had to restrain them. We didn't need the police.
No, I know.
They had torn them limb from limb.
Well, I tell you, Bill, get your folks in good practice, because we may have to use them, you know, next year.
That's right. Well, we'll have them.
Yeah, yeah. You got some good, strong, clean guys. They can handle these. These people are cowards, too, you know.
Of course they're cowards. One little fella last night just had all he could take, one of our people, and he's a little tiny fella, and he hit one of these fellas and knocked him down, and he was unconscious for 20 minutes.
Oh, boy. He really must have cracked him.
The press, all four newspapers, they are just all on our side.
Great.
Because we took a tough line.
Well, you know, in Chicago, you've got a much better press than you have in New York with the New York Times.
Oh,
because
my.
All the papers there, that's mid-America. That's good. Those are good people, and I'm glad you're there. I think it's great.
Well, we're having really a tremendous crusade, and when I give the invitation in the evening, we have anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 come forward every evening.
That's great. That's right.
I'm going to fly out Friday night after the service, and then I'm coming back here Saturday after the wedding.
That's quite a chore, but...
I know, but it's one of the greatest honors and privileges of our life.
Well, we got to...
I'm bringing Ethel Waters, you know, she was invited.
Yes, we have her, and we invited her, and
so
her and Pearl Bailey, we invited
that's
both
great.
Of them, and... we don't have many of our friends of that type, you know, but that we can invite, but they're old friends, and I think that'll fit well. And you're bringing Ethel Waters with you?
Yes, sir.
She's a great gal.
I talked to Lucy a little while ago.
Fine. We'll take good care of her when she's here. And
she can hardly walk.
I know. Well, we'll arrange, you know,
but
one
she,
of the...
She really one of the, communicates. She one sang of the, last night, and that crowd just went wild.
One of the military people will take good care of her. Well... Anyway, you take care of yourself, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Well, thank you, sir, and God bless you.
I'm glad you're glad that is going so well. How many days have you been there?
I've been here now a week.
Got another week to go.
10 days. We've been here about 10 days.
Right.
And we're having a tremendous interest and big crowds. And
you still feel that there's a turning, do you?
Everybody I talk to feels it.
You begin to feel that some of the young people are turning the other way.
They really are.
Mm-hmm. When I was in Tulsa, I saw quite a few of those people that you talked about. What is it? They call themselves your people.
All kinds of names, but
they were there, and in Alabama, my goodness, they were out there. They were tremendous.
And
in Oklahoma and Alabama, of course, I'm telling you, that's still good country.
Well, you're going to find a lot of good country next year.
Well, you
because things are really moving and religiously now.
Well, that's what we need.
It's on the run everywhere.
You think they are?
You know, the Presbyterian Church. Mm-hmm. Voted to give $10,000, you know, to Angela Davis's defense.
Oh!
And they rescinded the thing.
Yeah.
This was a board of the church that did it, and the General Assembly rescinded the thing overwhelmingly, and they had this Jewish woman speak there, the first Jew ever spoke. She was the one just got out of Russia, and she told how Jews and Christians are persecuted in Russia, and they gave her a standing ovation, and then the rest of the conference was conservative.
Well, you know, thank heaven, like that book I told you, that Osler book.
That's right.
That really shook me. When I read that, to show what they had been doing. But we have a feeling, you know, after my press conference two weeks ago, they polled. There was a poll taken by Opinion Research, and they asked. They said, you know, you remember the press is always trying to get after whether we should have arrested these demonstrators.
Right.
And I had taken a strong line, and they badgered me on it. They said the president supported the police, and he says, do you agree with the president or do you agree with the president? 71%. 71%, and as a matter of fact, more of them really believe they should have been tougher.
Well,
it's an amazing thing that people are now understand. They don't want to hurt anybody, but they do not like this kind of. They're getting sick of this.
People are getting sick. The quotations even in the New York Times today about what people think about New York. You know, they're sick of all this stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying they want to move out of New York.
Yeah. But New York's of course, Lindsay is a disaster.
Terrible.
And New York is now, you know, the sewage men are on strike. They're letting the place go. But
the bastion of liberalism.
Yeah.
See, that's what liberalism has brought us.
And what New York's problem is, of course, is that it is, it's not only the bastion of liberalism, but it is the problem also that it is the fountainhead, too, of the media.
It certainly
is. And, boy, if one of them could move to Chicago, that'd be a help. But,
I thought your press conference was tremendous.
Well, we're...
I started to call you, and then I thought, you have a lot of calls, but...
Well,
I thought...
They were really bad. They were really after me again. You know, I was talking to a group of NBC executives, and I sort of stuck it to them a little, and I said, you know, they said, well, you don't really... we were talking privately, and these are all executives, and I said, do you think... what about this business about the press? And I said, well, now look, I said, you'll never hear me take them on. I said, I'm not saying anything. I said, but let's be quite honest. He said, of course they're biased. I said, they don't agree with my position. I said, you heard them. I said, I understand that. I don't complain about it. But on the other hand, you can be very sure that when they raise their questions, I've got to answer them. You know, that really shook them. It shook them because we just cannot. I think it's time for some of our people to start speaking up again.
Well, you know, ever since Walter Cronkite said what he did about you a few weeks ago, I've noticed in watching him how much he stumbles over his words. I'm sure he must carry some feeling of guilt about it.
Yeah.
Because Walter lost his cool, and he lost his objectivity, and a lot of American people will no longer take what he says.
Yeah. Well, basically, it's too bad. He's a nice man. You know, he's a kind man.
I wonder if somebody didn't write that for him.
He's a kind man, but what he has is a bunch of real left-wing groups. That's it. He's got a bunch of left-wing writers, and they put it in him, and that's the way he is.
And they all come from one group.
Yeah, I know.
You look at their names, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's the whole thing is a Jewish group.
Well, you see, the Bible teaches that there is the synagogue of Satan. In other words, there are two groups. There's the group in Israel that are going back. They don't know why they're going back, but they're going back driven by God, because I believe we're getting toward the end of things. And then there's the second group that the Bible calls the synagogue of Satan, and it's that crowd that puts out all of your literature, the pornographic literature. They're the ones that are the left-wingers. They're the revolutionary leaders. They're the ones that control the media.
Incidentally, do you think I should have been rougher on the press?
No, Mr. President.
Somebody, one of my, Bill Wright, you know.
You can let others do it, but I think you've got to stay above
it. William S. White, you know, who's Johnson's great friend and a columnist who writes very, very objectively and very kind about us. But he took, come on in, Henry. He wrote me a letter, and he said that he felt that I was very, considerate, but he said that he really thought that after they asked the same question the fourth time, I should have just said, now look here, you've got your views, I've got mine, now I've covered that question, and the people are entitled to have some other questions that they're interested in. Now, you know, stomp on them a little. You don't agree?
No, I think you handled it right. Yeah. I think at this point, I'm not sure that that you can really win by taking on the press.
That's right. I won't do it.
American people understand what's going on.
And you actually think Agnew's overplayed it, don't you? Some.
Well, I think he didn't overplay it in what he said about the press.
In the beginning.
That's right. I think that speech was a great thing.
Yeah.
But I think he went too far in many other directions.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to outdo himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he may recoup completely. In fact, I think he's recouping some now.
Oh, sure.
But I
remember you talked about it before.
But I have felt that that he went a little too
far. Well, the point is just keep hitting the same line. That's the point. Well, anyway, you take care. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.